Shop Academy Sports and Outdoors online and get $20 off when you spend $100 or more on Academy.com. Or get $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Buy online and pick up in-store. Shop Academy.com today. Ends May 25th. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See Academy.com/disclaimers for details. Shop Academy Sports and Outdoors online and get $20 off when you spend $100 or more on Academy.com. Or get $10 off when you spend $50 or more. Buy online and pick up in-store. Shop Academy.com today. Ends May 25th. Exclusions and restrictions apply. See Academy.com/disclaimers for details.
If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called Focused Linear Compression Therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focused Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Mark Colley. Mark is a reporter covering Ottawa sports for the Ottawa Sports Pages newspaper and is the co-host of the Section 138 podcast, which is a podcast covering Major League Baseball's Toronto Blue Jays. On the program, we discuss the current happenings with the Toronto Blue Jays. Mark is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
They can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
If you have ED, Peak Performance for Men has the solution you've been waiting for. Get 6 treatments free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted Focused Linear Compression Therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
Sheriff Fryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen, Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3, on KTRH. Sheriff Fryer here for Doug Horn and the Dollars and Cents Radio Show every Saturday and Sunday here on KTRH. There's so much uncertainty in the financial markets. Looking for peace of mind when it comes to your retirement savings? For over a decade, Doug Horn has educated our radio listeners on how to make money when the market goes up, but not lose when the market goes down. Worth the listen, Dollars and Cents Radio, Saturdays at 1 p.m., Sundays at 3, on KTRH.
Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, experience, and a private 6-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last date could be one match away.
Here in Mobile, Alabama, there's something special we just can't put our finger on. Maybe it's the combination of flavors and traditions or the festive events. Come to Mobile, Alabama and discover the magic for yourself. This vibrant coastal town has a 300-year history. Whether you're looking for a weekend getaway or a family vacation, you'll find there's nowhere quite like Mobile. Ready to explore? We're excited for you to be our guest. Go to mobile.org and click check rates to find the best places to stay in our beautiful city on the bay. That's mobile.org. Mobile.org.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use their 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Want to be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
You want to be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
If you have ED, Peak Performance for Men has the solution you've been waiting for. Get 6 treatments free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment.
Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focused linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
If you have ED, Peak Performance for Men has the solution you've been waiting for. Get 6 treatments free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment.
Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focused linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
If you have ED, Peak Performance for Men has the solution you've been waiting for. Get 6 treatments free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment.
Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focused linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in stock wheels.
Use their 90 day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
Struck out of the first and in the third, hits this one in the air to left, and that one is gone. A line drive home run for George Springer, his 8th of the season. Game set against Seattle on May 16th as this one is hit high and deep to left field. Gone! Over the bullpen. Vladdy gives it a ride in St. Louis. Oh, does that feel good and take a hop?
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of Sportsnet Toronto. Of course, Toronto Blue Jays players George Springer and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hitting home runs in their win over the St. Louis Cardinals from May the 24th of 2022. To talk more about the current happenings with the Blue Jays, we want to welcome him back to the program. He is a writer covering Ottawa sports for Sports Ottawa, and also he is the host of the Section 138 podcast, which is dedicated to all things related to Major League Baseball's Toronto Blue Jays. Let's welcome him back, everyone, Mark Colley. Hey, Mark, welcome back to the program, my man.
Hey, Ed, thanks for having me on again.
You're welcome, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So I want to start off with George Springer for a moment. George signed a big contract with the Blue Jays last season, had a decent year last year. Give me your thoughts on George and how well you think he's played so far this year.
Yeah, to be honest, he was kind of a spark plug for the team in the month of April, putting up some really solid numbers. As with most of the team, he hasn't been the same in the month of May. He's kind of slowed down a bit. But basically what we're looking for out of George Springer as Blue Jay fans is for him to stay healthy the whole year. You know, last year he played only about 80, 81 games, half the season, was out for half the season with first a lower body injury, then he was dealing with some knee problems, some ankle stuff. So the big thing with George this year is for him to stay healthy, and so far he's been able to do that. Has the performance been there in the month of May? No, it hasn't, but in the month of April it was there, and I'm sure he's going to get back to that. So yeah, he's kind of a spark plug for the Blue Jays at the top of this lineup, and the big thing for him so far this season is the health.
All right, and speaking of being an impact player, Bo Bichette, he's been one of my favorite players in such a short amount of time. He's played in the major leagues as a member of the Blue Jays, made an all-star team last year, and again this year so far in this early part of the Major League Baseball season. He's come in and he's done his part so far. Just give me your thoughts on Bo and his play so far.
Yeah, to be honest, it was a little bit frustrating to watch him at the start of the season because he's a guy who we know he has so much potential as a player. We saw it last season over a full season. He played 161 games, was a spark plug at the top of the lineup, like I mentioned with George Springer. But to start this season, he kind of just looked lost at the plate, to be completely honest with you. He is a guy who is a notorious free swinger, and we saw that on full display for the first 2, 3, 4 weeks. He was swinging at pitches miles out of the zone, balls that are bouncing in front of the plate, and that was a big struggle with him. But, you know, as the Blue Jays lineup as a whole has kind of taken the turn for the worse over the last couple weeks, Bo Bichette has really gotten going. He's put together a stretch of really good games, and we've kind of seen why the Blue Jays are so high on him and why he put up the numbers that he did last season. So I think the big thing with him is just consistency right now. He's still a young guy. He's 23, 24, is still got a bright future ahead of him. But what we're seeing out of him this year is that he's going to be hot. He's going to run cold. Right now he's running a little bit hot, thankfully for the Blue Jays. I think that's what you can expect out of him.
All right. Well, speaking of someone that has been hot lately, and definitely the Blue Jays struck gold during the offseason in getting a trade, Matt Chapman, who played some solid seasons with the Oakland A's, was an all-star with them and was traded to the Blue Jays. And, of course, Matt brings his Gold Glove defensive experience, a three-time Gold Glove Award winner. He's also, as I mentioned earlier, was an all-star with the A's. And so far, Matt has had some decent offense for the Blue Jays this year. Just give me your thoughts on Matt and his play so far.
I mean, to be honest, the Blue Jays don't need him to be anything except for a glove. They have other guys in the lineup whose job it is to be the big hitters. I mean, we've already talked about a couple of them, whether it's George Springer, whether it's Bo Bichette, whether it's Vladimir Guerrero Jr. It is those guys' jobs to carry the lineup. And the reason the Blue Jays went out and added Matt Chapman is because of his glove, because of the defensive versatility he has and the Gold Glove caliber defense he has at third base. And that's what he's shown us so far. I mean, to be honest, his hitting hasn't been there. He was dealing with a hip injury last year, and that's kind of carried over into this year with his offensive performance so far. But the defense has been so, so solid. There was one game against the Tampa Bay Rays where he really struggled. He made an errant throw. He made a misplay. And that's really the only time we've seen cracks in the outside defensive strengths of Matt Chapman. Other than that, he's been absolutely phenomenal. And again, that's exactly why the Blue Jays got him. They didn't need him to be a guy who's hitting 30 home runs, who's batting 270, getting on base half the time. They didn't need that out of Matt Chapman. What they needed was someone who is, you know, compared to last year, improving off of the third base defensive guys they had there, whether it was Santiago Nespal, whether it was Joe Panic, whether it was Kevin Biggio. Those guys were a weakness for the team, and Matt Chapman is a huge strength defensively at third base.
All right, well, speaking of speed and someone that has been an expert with the Blue Jays for quite some time in the art of stolen bases, that's Teoscar Hernandez. He made an all-star team last year, of course, playing outfield, doing his part, but he struggled so far this early part of the year. Give me your thoughts on Teoscar and his struggles so early in the year.
Yeah, well, this season hasn't been kind on him, for sure. He was injured in the second series of the year against New York, took kind of a awkward swing, strained his oblique, and was out for 3 or 4 weeks, and just came back a couple weeks ago. We expected him to get back in the lineup and get the Blue Jays lineup as a whole going. Hasn't been the case. The Blue Jays have still been running cold, and Teoscar himself has been running cold, just one home run since returning from the injured list. Yeah, it's been kind of a frustrating mishmash of health and mechanical issues for Teoscar. You hope he's able to get back to what he was last year, because last year he was one of the top 10 offensive guys in the American League. He took home a Silver Slugger in right field, and the Blue Jays really need that bat back in the lineup, whether it's in the 4 spot, whether it's in the 3 spot, as we've seen him slide in a couple times this year. The Blue Jays really need that bat to get going. You have to think it's only a matter of time since he's shown the ability to perform, and he has done it at points this season. I think if you're looking for a reason, it's really the injury. He hasn't been able to get any consistency at the plate, and it's really cost him so far.
All right, well, we mentioned earlier about the power of the lineup, of course, with Bichette and Springer, and of course, we have to bring up Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I mean, what a year he had last year, of course, being a member of the All-Star team, winning the home run derby, becoming the Major League Baseball home run leader. I mean, the future is definitely bright for him. We know from the stock that he comes from, of course, his dad, Vladimir Sr., being a major contributor to Major League Baseball and being one of the premier hitters in history. Give me your thoughts on Vlad and the early part of the year for him.
Yeah, to be honest, the home run lead numbers kind of betrays what Vladdy has really done this year, which is to say he hasn't done a lot. He's been running really cold, as you know, you're probably getting a picture of what's going on with the Blue Jays right now. The entire offense isn't hitting, and it's really a huge surprise after last year when they were one of, if not the best offenses in the league. And a big part of the reason that they're struggling this year is because of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. At the plate, he just hasn't totally been there. He was there for the first couple weeks of the season. He had a 3-homer game against Gerrit Cole and the Yankees. But, you know, up until when he hit a homer against the St. Louis Cardinals, he hasn't really been himself. I think he had a stretch of about 15 games with an extra base hit. At one point, he had a 15-game hit streak, so those were all singles. He hasn't been himself, and it's been frustrating to watch him as a Blue Jays fan. And, you know, as with all these players, I'm going to say it again, you hope they're coming around eventually. You hope the lineup is able to put themselves together. But Vladdy struggling, whether it's an approach issue, it just seems like he's not totally comfortable at the plate. And to bring up one at-bat that he's had recently, I mentioned the St. Louis series. There was an at-bat in the 7th inning of the first game of that series where the bases were loaded. Vladdy was coming up with 2 outs. And last year, you would have been begging for that situation because Vladdy is such a good hitter, bases loaded for the best hitter in the American League. You couldn't draw it up any better. But this year, Vladdy got a first pitch hanging slider. Last year, that's the type of pitch he would have hammered out of the ballpark. This year, he grounds it out to the shortstop. And that just gives you kind of a picture of his struggles this year in a nutshell. He hasn't been able to hammer the pitches that he should be hammering. He hasn't been able to put together good at-bats. You hope that his homer in St. Louis will be a sign of the turnaround, but so far it hasn't been a great season for Vladdy, which, to be fair, not a great season for Vladdy is a phenomenal season for anyone else. I still mentioned that 15-game hitting streak. He's been doing good things for the Blue Jays and helping their offense. It's just by Vladdy's standards, it's not great.
All right, well, let's move along now to the other side of the ball, Mark, and certainly somebody that's been great so so far in his first half of the year is Alek Manoah. Had a solid rookie campaign last year, and this year so far so good. He poses a record of 5-1, has an ERA of 1.62, and man, he's been, I guess you could say, one of the aces on this pitching rotation for the Blue Jays. Just give me your thoughts on Alek and his play.
Oh, he's been phenomenal. I mean, the pitching as a team has really carried them, and that's the reason the Blue Jays are still above 500, despite being among the league, the worst in the league with runners in scoring position. Manoah has been phenomenal. I mean, we saw it at the start of last season, and if you thought you were going to get a sophomore slump out of him at the start of this year, you were gravely mistaken, because he's been even better to start this year. I mean, he's been totally dominant. The Blue Jays seem to win every time he goes out onto the mound. And, I mean, for a guy that's only 23, 24, only in his second year in the majors, he has such energy, such attitude, such composure on the mound that you would think he's been there for 10, 15, 20 years. He's just a phenomenal asset for the Blue Jays, and it's exciting to watch this guy and think of what he might become, you know, even with just 5 or 10 more years of major league experience. He's going to be a special player to watch over the next few years.
All right, I want to move along now to another person on the rotation. That's Adam Simber. So far, he's over 500 right now currently with a record of 4-2, and he has 3 saves. Just give me your thoughts on Adam in this play so far.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny watching Simber in the early parts of the season. There was a point there a week or two into the season where he was leading the league in wins, and everyone in Blue Jays world was kind of joking Adam Simber for Cy Young. But, I mean, it's true. He's put up really good numbers to start the year. He has an ERA sitting around 1.7, 1.8, which is the best in the Blue Jays bullpen. What really works for him is his funky delivery. He's an underarm, sidearm guy. He sits on the right side of the rubber on the right-hand edge. So when he's coming at you as a hitter, the ball is traveling, I mean, almost horizontally across your body, across the plate. And I don't know how anyone ever hits him with his delivery. But, yeah, he's been really, really solid for the Blue Jays. And Jordan Romano is a guy who's a Blue Jays closer. He's also been phenomenal. He always slides into the ninth inning when the Blue Jays have a lead. That's just what Jordan Romano does. He's your prototypical closer in a bullpen. But what Adam Simber does is that he comes in the eighth and the seventh. He's kind of the fireman when the Blue Jays need him. He pitches to contact. He gets the outs when you need it. And he's been, ERA-wise, the best pitcher in the Blue Jays bullpen. So, yeah, I don't know how anyone ever hits him based on his crazy, wacky delivery, but he's been phenomenal for the Jays.
All right, I want to move along now to someone else in the pitching rotation that's been good since arriving in Toronto, and that's Jose Berrios. Jose previously played with the Minnesota Twins, was a 2-time All-Star in Minnesota, and, of course, was traded to Toronto last year. And so far, he's had a winning record so far in his first half of the year with the Blue Jays. Give me your thoughts on Jose and his play.
Yeah, to be honest, he's been a little bit up and down this year, which is not to knock him. He's put up some great starts. His most recent start in St. Louis was particularly strong, but there's been a few outings where he's been shaky, hasn't totally had all his pitches working. And that, you know, we talk about the role of these guys on this team. Alek Manoah is a young guy with the fire and the energy. Adam Simber is the guy who's lining in and being that fire guy, putting out fires in the bullpen. Jose Berrios is not the ace of this rotation. That's not his job. It was last year when he came in at the trade deadline. That's why the Blue Jays added him. But this team has changed so much since then. Alek Manoah has stepped up into the role that we talked about previously. The Blue Jays added Kevin Gausman in the offseason, and he's really been the ace of this team. They also have some other surprise guys. They have Hyunjin Ryu, who's put together 2 solid starts in a row. They have Yusei Kikuchi, who has put together now 3 or 4 solid starts in a row, and it really surprised people in the month of May. So all that being said, Jose Berrios' job is no longer to be the ace of this team. It was last year. Now his job is to be middle-of-the-order guy, put up those innings, eat innings, be phenomenal when you're doing them, but you don't have to go out and throw a one-hit gem every time. That is now Kevin Gausman's job. That's now Alek Manoah's job. Jose Berrios, he's there. He's phenomenal. Been a little bit shaky this season, but overall pretty good. It's just interesting to see how his role on this team has changed over even just a couple months of the season.
All right. Yusei Kikuchi, you mentioned his name earlier. Yusei made the All-Star team last year with the Seattle Mariners. And, again, someone that was solid for them. But, unfortunately, Seattle, they've been going through some tough times for quite a while, not winning. And, you know, the future, Yusei is definitely entering his prime right now. He signed a contract with Toronto during the offseason. So you mentioned his name. So far, so good on what he's done so far. Just give me your thoughts on Yusei so far with the Blue Jays.
Yeah, Yusei is a really interesting guy because you look at his stats last year, first half of the season with Seattle, absolutely phenomenal. I mean, he was an all-star. He had a start against the Blue Jays on Canada Day in Buffalo, and he was, I mean, unhittable. Like, he was putting up numbers that were great. And then you look at the second half, and he just trailed off. He puts an ERA up around 5. His control kind of abandoned him. And basically that was the big question heading into this year when the Blue Jays signed him. They were essentially saying that they're taking a gamble that they're going to get the first half Yusei Kikuchi, not the second half Yusei Kikuchi. And for the first month of the season, it looked like they got the second half Yusei Kikuchi. I mean, he was not doing well at all. He was struggling with his command. He didn't look comfortable on the mound. Just to bring a couple moments, there was a moment when he was playing at Fenway Park in Boston. He was starting there, and he looked so uncomfortable on the mound. He was licking his fingers, which he does very regularly, and you can't step on to the rubber and then lick your fingers. And he did that, and he got charged for it. A ball was called on the hitter, and it was just kind of an awkward play, and it kind of symbolized how uncomfortable he was in the first couple weeks of the season. Things have changed dramatically since then. He's improved a lot for the Jays, and these last couple starts, he had a no-hitter going into the fifth inning at one point. Another start, he had really strong numbers. He's turned things around, and the big reason for that is his pitch selection. He used to have fallen in love with his cutter, and what Pete Walker, the Blue Jays pitching coach, has really worked with Yusei on is don't throw the cutter. It's not a good pitch. It doesn't get guys out. It doesn't get swing and misses. Don't throw it. And I think it took a couple starts for Yusei Kikuchi to buy into that logic. But since he has, he's been a lot stronger on the mound. He's been relying on his fastball, relying on his slider primarily, and that's really worked for him. So kind of a weird start to the season for him. It's been interesting to watch his trajectory, but it's all shaping up well for him to be a middle of the rotation guy for the Blue Jays who's putting up solid innings.
All right, and then last person I want to mention in the rotation is Kevin Gausman. And Kevin had a breakout year last year with the San Francisco Giants, making the All-Star team, being in the top five in every major pitching category from wins to ERA and to strikeouts. And certainly the Blue Jays, again, just like with Alex Manoa, they really struck gold in the offseason, signing Kevin to a big contract. And so far, so good. It's been pretty well for Kevin. Just give me your thoughts on Kevin and his play so far for Toronto.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal. The big question for the Blue Jays this offseason was essentially whether they wanted to re-sign Robbie Ray, who we all know, AL Cy Young Award winner, incredible numbers, one of the best seasons in Blue Jays history for a starting pitcher. The question was whether they wanted to re-sign Robbie Ray or go out and get Kevin Gausman. That was kind of the question that presented it to the Blue Jays. And they ended up going with Kevin Gausman for a little bit less money, about $5 million less than Robbie Ray, and a lot of people curious why that happened. And we kind of got our answer when Seattle visited the Blue Jays in Toronto at the Rogers Center. Robbie Ray didn't travel with the team, and the speculation is that he is unvaccinated and couldn't travel into Canada. So that kind of gives us the answer as to why the Blue Jays didn't re-sign him and instead went with Gausman. But so far with Gausman, it's worked. He's been exactly what he was last season with the Giants. There was a start when Blue Jays were in Boston where Gausman went 8 innings, pitched to one batter in the 9th, allowed that batter to get a hit, so he left the game. But, I mean, that start was one of the best we've seen from a Blue Jays pitcher in the last 5 years, I'd say. He was entering the 9th inning around 90 pitches, and that's something you just don't see nowadays for Blue Jays pitchers or pitchers in modern day baseball game in general. So, yeah, he's been really solid for the Blue Jays. I mentioned kind of the role of everyone on this team. Kevin Gausman is the ace of this team. That's his job. That's what he was paid $110 million by the Blue Jays to do. And so far, he's lived up to the hype.
All right. And then, of course, every pitching rotation has to have a dominant closer. And so far this year, Jordan Romano is definitely handling his business. Just give me your thoughts on Jordan and his pitching so far this year.
Yeah, the Blue Jays would not be the same team without Jordan Romano. They've had to rely on him day in and day out. There was a point early on in the season when the Blue Jays were seemingly winning every game by one run, and Jordan Romano pitched in almost every single one of the Blue Jays' wins. He has been so, so crucial for this team. He's had a few hiccups. When the Blue Jays were in Houston, he gave up a walk-off two-run home run. And he's gotten into a couple shaky situations at different points. But what Jordan does so well is just, I mean, he's the prototypical closer. Two pitches. He's got a fastball and slider. He'll ride with one of them until it's not working, and then he'll throw the other one until that's not working. And it works well for him. I mean, you read off his numbers. You read off his saves. He's been great. I think the concern with him is that sometimes, like I say, he'll ride with one pitch till it's not working, and sometimes that pitch isn't great. I mean, sometimes the fastball isn't working, sometimes the slider isn't working. There was an outing when the Blue Jays were in New York about a week or two ago, and he kind of got into trouble because of that pitch selection and that pitch mix, and ended up struggling. I think he gave up a walk-off home run to Aaron Judge or Giancarlo Stanton, one of those two big hitters. So it's cost him a little bit, and I think that's the reason why everyone – in Blue Jays world says Jordan Romano is so good, but there are some cracks in the veneer. He is phenomenal, and he's a young kid. He's a Canadian kid, hometown kid from Markham, Ontario, which is pretty close to downtown Toronto. He's been very, very good. He's a very, very talented pitcher. Huge asset for the Blue Jays out of the bullpen. Is he the best reliever in the world? No. There's better relievers in the American League. There's better relievers in the National League, but he's been really solid for the Blue Jays so far this season.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Mark Colley. He covers Ottawa sports for Sports Ottawa, and he also is the host of the Section 138 podcast, which is the podcast dedicated to all things related to the Toronto Blue Jays. Mark, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. Just tell everybody what you're currently doing over at Sports Ottawa and, of course, with the Section 138 podcast.
Basically doing everything Ottawa sports all the time. And then obviously also chipping in on the Blue Jays, host of the Section 138 podcast, as you mentioned, which you can find anywhere you find podcasts. We're also on YouTube, and then you can also follow me on Instagram at 360 Blue Jay News, if you're interested in finding out a little bit more about the Jays.
Awesome. And Mark, once again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Sports Ottawa, Section 138 pod, and any websites that you want to promote. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, you can find it all at Mark Colley on Twitter. That's where everything stays. That's where everything goes. So if you're looking to stay up to date on Ottawa sports, Blue Jay news, that type of thing, at Mark Colley on Twitter is where to go.
Awesome. And you heard it from him. He's Mark Colley. Of course, he's a writer covering Ottawa sports for Sports Ottawa and also the host of the Section 138 podcast, which covers anything and everything related to the Toronto Blue Jays. Mark, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule. And if ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
All right, Ed. Always enjoyed the talk.
Same here. We'll be back with more right after this.
Struck out in the first and in the third. Hits this one in the air to left. And that one is gone. A line drive home run for George Springer. His eighth of the season.
Game set against Seattle on May 16th. As this one is hit high and deep to left field. Over the bullpen, Vladdy gives it a ride in St. Louis. Oh, does that feel good and take a hop?
If you have ED, Peak Performance for Men has the solution you've been waiting for. Get 6 treatments free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focused linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
If you suffer from ED, 15 minutes could change your life. Peak Performance for Men offers a revolutionary treatment called focused linear compression therapy. There's no pain, no needles, and no downtime. Now, Peak Performance for Men is offering 6 sessions free with qualifying treatment protocol enrollment. There's never been a better time or a better deal to fix ED. Call Baton Rouge's only trusted focused linear compression therapy provider today at 225-427-8181. That's 225-427-8181.
Are you ready to meet the one? Don't let business meetings and busy schedules stop you. Let It's Just Lunch in Houston be your dating concierge. From match selection to restaurant reservations, the professional matchmakers at It's Just Lunch use intuition, experience, and a private 6-step process to guarantee that you'll go on dates. Visit itsjustlunchhouston.com or call 713-572-0900 to get started. Your last date could be one match away.
Street King, they can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King, they can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, they can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, they can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King, they can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, they can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King, they can get you anything. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in stock wheels. Use the 90 day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. street king.
Yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Street King.
Yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Street King.
Yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Street King. Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
Now is the time to pre-order or buy a new Jeep or Ram at Texan CDJR. Make an entrance with a new Ram 1500, the most luxurious truck in its class. Or check out the Grand Cherokee L, the most awarded SUV ever, now seating up to 7 passengers. Don't miss these amazing offers during the Make the Switch event and Jeep Freedom Days at Texan CDJR.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options.
As low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king. street king.
Yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
All right, everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Mark Colley. Mark is a reporter covering Ottawa sports for the Ottawa Sports Pages newspaper and is the co-host of the Section 138 podcast, which is a podcast covering Major League Baseball's Toronto Blue Jays. Until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Street King,
yeah.
They can get you anything.
Uh-huh.
New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung,
so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need
at Street King.
20 starting at just $10.99
or 22 starting at only $12.99.
Huge deals on in-stock wheels.
Use the 90-day cash plan
with easy payment options
as low as $29.99 a week
or as little as $50 down.
Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road.
Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
Be a street king.
Can you hum along to every 80s pop melody? Do you still know the lyrics to all the 90s hip-hop tracks? Well, it's time to put your music knowledge to the test with Song Quiz, the number one music quiz game on Alexa. You can play alone against random opponents or together with friends and family. Choose from a wide range of playlists and genres from the 1960s until now to see just how deep your knowledge goes. Just say, Alexa, play Song Quiz. That's Alexa, play Song Quiz.